Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It is another episode of FPC Radio Live. It is Tuesday, the day after legal tampering has begun. And, John, got a lot of action yesterday, as we should have expected, and a lot of questions answered. Most importantly, where the future veteran quarterbacks will land, and we got a lot of answers there. So, Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. Jacoby Brissett back to the Patriots. So, first impressions of a pretty crazy Monday?
Yeah, a lot happened, right? Kirk Cousins, of course, the biggest contract, 4 years, $180 million, half of it guaranteed with the Falcons. But all that I can think about is that the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner, Blake Snell, still is unsigned.
Yeah.
And we're about 3 weeks away from the start of Major League Baseball. Tells you the difference between the NFL and Major League Baseball. No rush to sign the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner, but it seems like half of the NFL either changed teams or re-up with their current team. Pretty impressive day for the first day of legal tampering. I mean, this doesn't officially take place really till tomorrow, but yeah, Kirk Cousins is obviously the lead for the Patriots, Jacoby Brissett, and I think that's a fantastic move by the Patriots. He's just a good placeholder, leader, locker room guy. Now the next step is to get rid of Bailey Zappi, draft a quarterback, and then I think you can feel pretty good about that situation going forward.
Right, right. And like, that's the thing. It's like, obviously, you know, you need to have someone that can stabilize the position. That was kind of like my theme. You know, not, you know, I think most most quarterbacks you bring in, you are going to improve what you had, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. I got some coffee, you know, a little acidity coming back at you. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's a good move. You know, this probably, you know, indicates that they're probably going to draft a quarterback early. Although, you know, again, you know, it all depends on what you kind of envision this whole situation to be, you know, and that's something that I think is going to be interesting to see how it plays out, you know, going forward, because again, you know, this Patriots team is once again kind of restarting and resetting. And, you know, that's something that, it's not something you want to keep doing, let me tell you that, but there is excitement, and at least there's some sort of a little bit more energy coming, I guess, from the fan base.
Yeah, without question, you re-signed Michael Onwenu. You earlier in the week or a few days ago, Hunter Henry re-signed, Kendrick Bourne. So, you know, you have some stability there. And I know everyone wants a brand new team, but you can't replace 22 starters in the NFL. This is not college football with
right.
NIL. You have to have some players come back. So why not bring back your best offensive lineman, a competent tight end, a receiver in Kendrick Bourne, who I think slides into being a number three wide receiver. So, you know, you fill those pieces. Now you've got a lot of these draft picks that you have to hit on. This has to be a successful draft for the Patriots. And now you have your quarterback who, whether he's starting week one or at least being the mentor to your young quarterback, at least you feel good about that. I think it was a good day for the Patriots. A sensible day. Sure, it would be great to hear that they signed Calvin Ridley for 5 years, $95 million, but I don't know what that exactly would do without a quarterback. You know, so I think that these are sensible moves by the Patriots, and, you know, they can add some talent through free agency. And again, I think the big question is, are they going to draft a quarterback at number three, or are they going to trade the pick, maybe get a quarterback later in the first round, get more draft capital? Those are big questions that they're going to have to answer over the next few weeks.
Yeah, and look, I mean, we've talked about this before quite a bit, and that is, you know, in this day and age, mediocre quarterbacks are made to look a little bit better. So I do think that, like, adding some quote-unquote weapons around whoever plays quarterback is going to help no matter what. So, again, it'll be interesting to see kind of, you know, where the Patriots go. Because, you know, they could still end up signing, you know, Jacoby Brissett, Calvin Ridley, and then drafting a wide receiver, or, you know, there's a number of different things that they could ultimately end up doing in this offseason or whatever. And, yeah, look, I'll be interested to see how it actually plays out. You know, Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta. I guess the question is, does that make them the best team in the NFC South?
Probably does. I thought they were going to win the division last year. Clearly upgraded at quarterback. You have another high draft pick, I believe, at number 8. So you can maybe add another wide receiver or an offensive lineman, or they can trade more draft capital. They don't necessarily have to draft a quarterback at this point, because you've given Kirk Cousins 4 years, $180 million. Ian, if he fulfills that contract, he will have earned over $400 million in his career, which is amazing to me for a good, certainly not a great quarterback. $400 million in career.
Sorry, John's having a little connection issue here. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible what he's managed to
on their teams, but in their sport. But, you know, I just think that Atlanta at least found a quarterback that can make them the favorite in that division, and we'll see where they go from there. You know, the question I wanted to ask you, because, you know, you're the quarterback guru, and I like to talk about quarterbacks as well. Who's the best quarterback in the NFC right now?
Ooh.
Isn't that a tough question?
It is a good question. I mean, I'd have to say maybe Matt Stafford?
Yeah, that would be my choice, but it's not slam dunk. Like, I don't think you can make a case for all 9 of them, but they could be in the discussion. Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Jordan Love,
yeah,
Baker Mayfield, obviously Kirk Cousins signing with Atlanta, Kyler Murray, although he'd be like number 9 in my book, but, you know, he does have some potential. Obviously, Brock Purdy, because of his production with the San Francisco 49ers, and then Matt Stafford. Like, rank those guys 1 through 9. If you ask 10 people to do it, you'd get 10 completely different orders. That's what it is in the NFC. The AFC, it's pretty easy to figure. It's like Mahomes, followed by Burrow, followed by Allen, followed by Lamar Jackson. All 4 of those guys would be the best quarterback in the NFC. I was just thinking that last night. I got to ask Ian this question. Like, who's the best quarterback in the NFC? I would say Matt Stafford. He has a Super Bowl ring. Those other guys don't.
Right. And look, part of it, too, is like, you know, with Brock Purdy, it's like, okay, let's see what happens in year 3. And, you know, same with Jordan Love, what happens in year 2 as a starter. Because, look, we saw Jalen Hurts have a really great season a couple years ago, and it was not that this past year. So, again, it's about, you know, can they sustain it? And so far, Matt Stafford is the guy long in the tooth. Now, again, you can throw Kirk Cousins in there, but, you know, when push comes to shove, like you said, Matt Stafford has the Super Bowl. Kirk Cousins has a lot of great numbers. He's going to stabilize your position. Like I said, he would have made the Patriots better. Again, that's not a terrible stretch, you know, in any way. But, you know, the point is you just don't. You just don't know in that conference. I mean, there's really no, and like Matt Stafford, again, I mean, he could miss half the season, and it's no sure thing that he comes out and has a solid season next year. Although, you know, again, I think they're you know, doing what they can to make sure that happens. But yeah, I mean, I'd have to say Matt Stafford. And then look, Jordan Love's the wild card. We talked about that before too. You know, he can make a huge leap, and all of a sudden you're talking about him being right in the mix, and deservedly so.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we are in the NFC. That's why I think these teams are going to go, quote-unquote, all in, because the conference is wide open. San Francisco does have the best roster, but we've seen teams that lose in the Super Bowl the next year come back and aren't quite the same because they lose some talent. They're still less than whole, or they're not quite themselves. I mean, that's what made the Patriots run for nearly 20 years or 20 years amazing. Like, they would lose the Super Bowl and then come back the next year and be right there in contention. And in one case, they went back to the Super Bowl after losing the Super Bowl, which is pretty amazing, where most teams kind of falter a little bit. We saw the Eagles kind of collapse at the end of last season as the reigning NFC champs. So that's why I think every team in the NFC that has a quarterback like this is like, let's put a lot around this quarterback and maybe we can get hot. Look, Detroit was this close to going to the Super Bowl last year, and the Rams were right there with them, as was Tampa Bay, competitively against the Rams. Against the Lions in the playoffs. So the conference is deep, not necessarily brilliant, but you've got a lot of really solid quarterbacks in the NFC, none that are at the height of Mahomes or I think Burrow, Allen, or Lamar Jackson, talking about guys that have won MVPs or at least appeared in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the AFC is the more quarterback-heavy conference, but, you know, you look at teams like, you know, we talked about Buffalo and how they're kind of doing a bit of a fire sale. It's felt like Miami has lost a lot of defenders, and their defense wasn't even really that good to begin with. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise. I'm not quite sure. But yeah, at the same time, it's like there's a lot of hope for some of these teams. Now, I know I'm sure some Patriots fans might have been disappointed that, again, like you said, they didn't go out and, you know, land every top free agent, because we know how that always works for everyone, John. Let's see day two, day three, when things kind of settle down and you see some more free agents. And look, I mean, the Patriots under Belichick were always really good at the late season addition of those veterans that get cut. So, there's still a long, long way to go. Like you said at the beginning of the show, we aren't even technically at free agency. We're just in the quote unquote legal tampering stage.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done. There were a lot of moves announced yesterday, and I think it will continue on today and into tomorrow. This makes the NFL so amazing. Like they own this week. Like, we're not even going to talk about the NBA or college basketball. And even though we're 2 weeks away from starting Major League Baseball season, like, no one's talking about that.
Right. And like, that's the thing. It's football's king. We talk about it all the time. We know it is. You know what I mean? It's always been king. It always will be king. And, you know, look, I mean, we're seeing why it is that, because, like, all these teams right now, and Braden brings up a great point, like the Eagles, you see them lose some key players, but then they go out, they sign Saquon Barkley, and they make some other big moves to make you feel like, oh, okay, maybe they aren't going into a downward spin. I mean, they may very well could still do that, but the point is, you know, anything can happen year to year in the NFL, and I think, you know, watching what played out over the last, you know, almost 24 hours is evidence to that. Oh, I might have just lost John again, but it's all right. You know, we're actually going to wrap it up. It was a pretty quick day today. We'll come back. We'll be back Thursday. We'll kind of wrap up more of what we've seen so far, over the course of the next couple of days, when free agency actually hits and when these deals actually get made official. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we will talk to you on Thursday.